You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Friends, I am so honored to be bringing you today's guest. Her name is Kaywanda Lamb. She is a brilliant and incredibly encouraging author, speaker, blogger. She is known online as the Winning Single Mom. She's also the founder of the Single Mom Success Academy, which launched in 2019. And that is where she teaches single moms to create a side hustle or a business, something to create revenue and income to sustain them and their families. What I love about Kaywanda is that she is an empower and a hope giver, an encourager and inspirer for single moms. She doesn't have a message that is negative or, oh, poor you, let me help you. It's very much like be empowered. She makes you want to open your arms and just like flex your muscles. Like, I am woman, hear me roar. Like, she's so encouraging. I loved talking with her. She's contagious too. So just listening to this episode, even if you're not a single mom, is just like so encouraging, empowering. But I came across Kaywanda because I had my team help me. We all just like were searching. We were searching for a woman who was in this energy for single moms. I wanted to bring somebody up here with me in this, onto my platform, into my community. And I wanted them to be a certain way. I wanted them to be encouraging. I wanted them to really be helpful. I wanted them to have an energy that was contagious. I wanted them to be encouraging and empowering, not like, I don't know. I just didn't want anything negative, but I wanted somebody who was especially kind of just an expert for single moms, because that's just not my story. And I want to help everyone, but I can't help with that. So I wanted to bring someone into the community that was an expert in single motherhood and had that kind of energy about them that would just lift everyone up and help you. And that is Kaywanda. When I saw her and dove into her website and everything that she has to offer, I was so excited. And talking with her was even more exciting and just fulfilling and encouraging than I ever imagined it could be. She has raised two boys on her own. Well, no, not on her own. She created a tribe, but she did do it as a single mom. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm so excited to introduce you to her. So please enjoy this conversation. And when you're done, get your butt over to show notes, click the link and go and get her book, Do It Anyway. So good. We're going to talk a lot about that. She is going to give you so much valuable encouragement in this episode. This is such a great listen. Also, be sure that you share with all your mom friends, especially your single mom friends. Babe support babes. Let's encourage and equip each other. And welcome Kaywanda to The Purpose Show. Okay. Hello, friends. I am here with this beautiful, amazing new friend of mine. Kaywanda, I would love for you to just introduce yourself and what you do and everything. You're doing so many amazing things. You are an amazing single mom. I would love for you to just talk about yourself for a second.
Well, Allie, thanks for having me. Hey, y'all. This is so exciting. So I'm Kaywanda, the winning single mom. And who wants to be a winning single mom? Who wants to be a single mom? Well, guess what? We don't get to choose it most of the time, but here we are. And I said, girl, if we're going to be single moms, we need to be winning. So how do you get to that place of thriving and loving your life as a single mom? And that's what I do. I help single mothers build businesses if that's what they want. We talk about dating confidence and just showing up at home and being rock stars. And so I'm excited to be here with you. I'm an author, a speaker, and a coach. And you know, I help us manage motherhood. So I'm excited to talk about new single momdom and how we can handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit more about your book?
Oh, so I have written two books, and the first one is like a bestseller for me. And it's on Amazon with all these amazing 5-star reviews. It's called Do It Anyway, The Single Mom's Guide to Living Life and Achieving Her Goals. And that book is the 12 steps to what I really, when I thought back to how I made it through like the disappointment, the rejection, the hurt, the 3 years of being a zombie, you know, in the early days, I said, people keep asking me, how am I this happy single mom? And I said, okay, let me see what it was that I actually did, you know? And the first thing I had to do was heal. And so I sat down and I wrote my journey, and I included stories from other moms and people I coached to kind of help us have a guidebook, you know, and not just something that made us feel good, but something that gave us tips and strategy to apply it in our lives. And so I'm super proud of this book, and my whole mantra, do it anyway, is like, listen, girl, it sucks, but I need you to get up because these babies are counting on you. And so, yeah, I wrote this book 5 years ago, and it's just been a blessing to so many women around the world ever since. And it's my honor to put it out. And so thank you for asking about it. But it's like, hey, let's get our lives together. How do we do that? Like, we got to heal. We got to find our people. Let's find our purpose. Let's get organized, which is so much of what you talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's get focused. Let's dream again. And I even talk about dating in there. So, you know, it's just really, it's like a great resource. So
your message to me is about, like, there's so much that you weave into your message and really beautifully, and it highlights so many important aspects. But to me, the main thing that jumps out at me is that you're taking care of yourself so that you can take care of your babies, so that they see you thriving. And that is so counter mom culture. So that's what really drew me to you. And I love that in your message.
Thank you, Allie. Okay, so you know, we talked about this. I hate how as women, period, the world sees us as these perfect women. We're supposed to look great all the time. Our kids are supposed to be perfect. Our life is supposed to be perfect. We're supposed to be perfect for the man in our lives. And I'm like, well, who takes care of us? You know, and when do we get all the good stuff back? And so thank you for saying that. And so I am kind of going against the grain with this. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, you're telling single moms it's okay to be single moms. Yeah. And I'm going to keep on telling them that, because you need to live in the space that you're in and learn to love every part of your journey. Then when you get to wholeness, you can be that wife to somebody else. But before then, I need you to love yourself, and I need you to love your babies. Yeah.
I would imagine that it's incredibly hurtful and frustrating to be a single mom and trying and doing all the things and owning it and doing great, and for somebody to come in and be like, so you think this is okay? Like, there's something innately wrong with the way you're living.
Yeah, absolutely. So remember, it wasn't a choice for me to be a single mom. And I know there are many women now have a girlfriend. She calls herself a solo mom. And she made a choice because the guy that she was dating, she realized that he just would not be a good fit in the long run for them. You know, she saw some things and wanted to not, you know, tie herself to that. And so I understand it. And then there are women who choose to adopt. I know a woman who was a single woman. She adopted 2 special needs children, and she's the most amazing mom. But her life is tough, and her dating options were very small. And there was a personal choice she made. So the choices we make affect us, but I wouldn't have it any other way. My boys are older now. And for years, people would tell me how amazing they were and, you know, how well-behaved they were. And I was like, isn't that what they're supposed to do? Aren't your kids like that? And they were like, no, teach me. So what I'm saying is we get to choose our life. We get to make our life as amazing as we want it to be when we get to the realization that we have the power to do that, Allie. I was walking around without the power, but I had it in me the whole time. So that's what you're doing. You're showing everybody you have the tools and the resources, and, you know, we just need to shift that focus. And so I think that's what I do for single moms. I show them, like, it's within you, right? And you deserve to have good love. You deserve to thrive, all of that. But first, let's fix what's broken here, you know? So
I love that. How old are your boys now?
Oh my gosh, they are grown men. My oldest is 20 and my youngest, he'll be 18 on the 16th of this month. And so I know you want to talk to moms who have little bitty babies or just starting this journey, but it's so interesting that women come to me in all stages. I'm telling you, I'm a single mom. I just got a divorce. I'm, you know, the baby isn't here yet. What should I do? I mean, I've been a single mom. My kids are adults now, and I'm still calling myself a single mom. This is what women are coming to me with. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we are still parents when our kids are grownups. And so my boys live with me, and I love what you do with your babies, because I am over here like, uh-huh, and sweep my house. and mop. And okay.
Yeah, help.
Oh, we need that. We need that. But there was a time, I will tell you, I love that you do this, because I looked at those people, those little bitty people of mine, and I looked at my house, and I was just like, how do you get it all done? How do you? And so I had to develop my own system, you know? And so thank you for doing this for women. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And I love that your boys are grown and that you're coming at this from a place of like, it's never done, but the raising up has happened. And now you can speak with such wisdom. And also you look really young and amazing.
Well, thank you, darling.
I'm not understanding this.
So I'm looking at you with four babies and everything put together, and I'm like, girl, listen, tell us your secrets.
We should have done this yesterday, because the quarantine that we're in right now has had me like real. It's been pretty rough. It feels good to be dressed today.
Yes, it does. I will tell you, so funny, you know, everybody is having to do Zoom meetings with their, you know, coworkers and all of this. And one of my cousins was legit in a robe and like rollers. And she was like, I showed up to a conference call like this today. And I was like, I think you're pushing it, but that was funny.
Seems a bit, yeah. You're just maybe like some zit cream or something. Like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay. So I have so many thoughts, and I want to just let you take the wheel here. But like, yes, talk about, what does it take? Like, I have no idea about any of this, which is why you're here. We need you. But like, what does it take? What goes into like breaking the stigmas that you talked about earlier, and like being a single mom that is thriving? It isn't like pretending to thrive or faking it till she makes it, but like really doing better and well.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell you that you get to do it at your own pace, and you get to not listen to everybody else's stories about you, please. That's the first thing I want you to do. I want you to say, I'm here. Maybe I messed up. Maybe I did choose the wrong guy. Maybe none of this is your fault and you had nothing to do with it. And life has just happened to you the way I felt life had just happened to me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so with my first child, we were together. My boys had the same dad. We were together. And I was a good girl. I was a virgin until I was 21. This wasn't supposed to happen to me. I had all those stories to reconcile that was driving me mad, because I was like, okay, I can, you know, still show up at church. I can show up in front of my family and be the person that's pregnant, that's supposed to be just graduating and focusing on school. And, but we're getting married. And so this is going to make it better. And then some of the shame will go away. Right. And then I find out all these things about this guy, and I'm like, okay, so I can't marry him. I can't, you know, just to, and trust me, the pressure was there for me to marry so that I wouldn't be embarrassed, so that I wouldn't be ashamed. And my grandmother, I love her, God rest her. She was like, well, if he'll marry you, marry him. And I was like, I don't have to marry somebody just so that I have a ring on my finger and there's no love at the house and this person is sleeping around. And what's he going to teach my boys? What's he going to teach my baby? Because I knew I was going to have a boy at this time. And so that worried me. And I don't know, I didn't have the wisdom then, but something in me said, this is not going to be the right move for me. And I chose to break up with him and figure it out on my own. And so I had already been, you said, what does it take? I had already been planning to put up money. So I was working, and I said, okay, I'm just going to have to put up more money every month. I don't know if he's going to help me. He says he's going to help me. And at that time, my company was going to let me only be off 6 weeks. So, and then with half of my pay. So I knew, okay, I need to make sure that whatever I need to make sure my full pay is there, I need to start putting it up. So first things first, sit in the moment, grieve the loss, if that's what you need to do, but reassure yourself that you can make it. I'm a big woman of faith, even though I fell so far from his grace. He was there every step of the way, God, I mean, loving me. And that is what, even when people were around me saying, you should be ashamed of yourself, I was like, God still loves me. He's telling me every day when I'm praying and when I'm seeking his face and when I'm talking to him and I'm praying for wisdom and guidance, that everything is going to be all right.
And so, things to you, like, do people
Yeah. My grandmother, I love her. She's the most amazing woman. She passed away shortly after I had my children, and she actually helped me to take care of the babies and all of that. And they loved the kids when they finally came. Let me tell you this. All of that went away when the babies arrived. Oh, they just tried to take my babies from me. They love them so much. But, you know, it comes from a place of hurt because they feel like they've sacrificed for you to get to where you are. And they've given so much. And our repayment to them is to go, you know, live great lives and do better than them. And I get that. And so it was also from her time period, they marry people, you know, they marry to do better. And I was like, I don't have to marry to do better. I can do better on my own. And when I do marry, it will be for love, for protection, for all of that stuff, for the things that I know that I deserve, even though people are telling me to settle right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom was like, I'm going to whip you. And I was like, you can't whip me. I'm pregnant, because I didn't look pregnant. And so everybody was like, you're playing around. You're not telling the truth. And so they quickly came around to it, and they loved me. And but then there were those times where they were just like afraid, you know, and I think that they thought it would be better for you if you're married. But you know what? Everybody now, look at me now, right? All these years. I happen to have gone to college about 5 times, and I have multiple degrees, a master's and a principal certification. And I did 4 degrees with children, you see, and one, I was pregnant when I graduated with the first one. And so I tell that story not to brag. I tell that story because I didn't let the fact that I was a single mom stop me from going after what I felt I wanted to do in my life. Does that make sense? And I didn't let the fact that I had kids make me say, well, I have to wait until they're 18 to go get this extra knowledge, make more money, improve our way of life. And so for any mom who's out there, I simply want you to sit in it, grieve it if you need to, and then I want you to make a plan. I want you to every day build your faith, and I want you to talk to God. I want you to talk to your friends who are good friends that love you and support you. And I will tell you, Allie, God gave me people who were not related to me that loved me and that supported me and these boys and that have been with us for the last 13 years. When I got my 2 boys and moved to Texas from Louisiana when they were simply 4 and 6. So am I doing the math right? So is it now 14 years, 14 years ago? And everybody was like, you're going to move to a town you don't even know, a place you've never been, for a job with your little bitty babies, just you. And I said, uh-huh. You know why I did that, Allie? Because I had done everything I needed to do in Louisiana. I saw the support that I had, and I saw where I was as far as I was going to go. But I knew there was more and there was greater, and I had to have the courage. And I had already been taking care of the boys myself. And this great opportunity came up, and I moved. And can I tell you that it's been a blessing ever since. And so I met new people, new families, married couples who loved on me and my boys. Their husbands became mentors to my boys. You know, I was best friends with the women. And, you know, so people are like, if you're married, you can't have single friends. That's not true. I have been one of the best friends to these ladies, and they have been the same thing to me. And our children just grew up like brothers and sisters. And that's why a chapter in my book is Build Your Tribe. It's Find Your Tribe. And my tribe doesn't always look like me. You know what I mean? And so that's what you need, you know? So, wow. Let me stop talking. Allie, ask me a question.
No, I'm soaking it all up. It's so good. And this is, what you're saying is so empowering for, I'm just thinking through this, like women that are in a relationship that's not healthy, that they want to leave and they're afraid. Like, this is not just for single women by accident or by choice, but like possibly soon. Mm-hmm. And also even for me, like I'm married and I have 4 kids and we're settled and we're going to be together and this is how I'm doing life. But I'm getting like so inspired just hearing you. Like, there's so many times that I've received comments like about my ambition and about like me growing my business, and I'm the breadwinner in our family. And, you know, my husband actually quit his job. He had a terrible, crappy job that we all were grateful for the money, but it was a joy.
It was too much on him. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a joy suck in our life. And, doing all that and just those comments. So just hearing you say this is so empowering for even me. So, oh my gosh, just thank you for everything that you're saying. Okay, what I need to know right now is where my soon-to-be moms or my moms of a new baby, whether it's your first baby or your second baby or your third baby, I want to know where you are at, because I am super, super excited right now. I thought that this episode with Kiwanda would be the perfect opportunity for me to announce something new that I have been working on. It is a brand new online program that is focused on new moms. I feel like new moms and moms that are having a baby are bombarded with the message that they need, you know, X, Y, and Z, all these things in order to do a good job and to properly take care of their baby. And the thing is, the message comes from companies that sell physical items and books that sell philosophies and ideas, and, you know, also from well-meaning, but maybe a little controlling friends and family. It comes from everywhere. It comes from all sides, from the moment that you find out you're pregnant. And what I want to do is I want to breathe life and simplicity and joy over you in this really sweet time of your life. I want to help you take a minimalist approach to welcoming your new baby, from the nursery to gear to caring for your baby to your emotional needs during this time. I want to help you know everything that you actually do need. I want this to be easy and light for you, and I know that I can help you do that. I'm bringing in experts. We're having incredible conversations. We are talking about everything, your baby shower and simplicity in that, and what to say to people when you just don't want things that you don't need, like literally a script, simplicity for preparing for your new baby and where the baby is going to be in your room or in their own room or in your house, and baby gear, like what is essential. We get detailed. I mean, talking about like several ideas for like the perfect minimalist diaper bag for you that's worth you buying. We're talking about, gosh, even visuals for your space. We're talking about sleep training. We're talking about, and it's sleep training that feels good too, that isn't just like the baby screaming without you going to get it. We talk about breastfeeding and bottle feeding. We talk about teamwork, if you're married and what that looks like. We talk about single and empowered moms. This is everything. They're everything that you need. There's a bonus on how to keep your house clean with a new baby. This is New Mom University, and that's what I called it because it's exactly what it is. We're dealing with heart stuff. We're dealing with depression, and when your labor doesn't go as you planned, everything that you could need, it's in here. And it's all woven with simplicity and essentialism and what really matters in this time. This program is for the mom who is preparing to have a new baby, or she just did, whether it's her first or her fifth. This will serve her so well. If that's you, I want you to go to aliecasaza.com/newmom, and you can check out that checkout link and you can pre-order this course before it comes out. I am so excited about this, loves. It's going to be incredible. aliecasaza.com/newmom. Pre-order New Mom University right now. You mentioned earlier that there's this stigma around being a single mom that's very much like, oh, poor you, like, mm-hmm. It's so hard, or like, almost like, I hope it changes for you soon kind of thing. Talk about that. Yeah. I want to know about this because that is not my story.
I spent 13 years in the classroom. I actually have a Spanish degree. I'm a master in Spanish lit. So I spent 13 years teaching high school Spanish. And so, of course, I'm interfacing with parents, lots of married couples. I've taught in affluent areas, middle of the road areas, rural areas, the inner city. And, you know, when I taught in more affluent areas, I would meet women and I would be like, oh my gosh, new tribe members. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be so cool, you know, connecting with people in our community. And just unfortunately, I think the way that we separate ourselves a lot of times is by, you know, social class. Like, I'm married, my husband's well-to-do, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm this and that, we have this, we have that. Oh, you poor thing, my sister was a single mom. You know, people talk to you from their frame of reference, from, you know, somebody in their life who they saw struggle. And, you know, my desire was to change that. And I would look and I would say, you know, sometimes I'm doing a lot better than my married friends, you know, and I don't want to, you know, separate us like that. But I do want them to know, don't do that. You know, we love you. Just find some other things to say. And you know what they used to tell us when we were little? If you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. We get it. You want to kind of sympathize, right? But that doesn't make us feel better. It makes us feel bad. And I learned to stop letting that make me feel bad. But I know for some women, it hurts. And so what's so interesting is because I was an educator, sometimes I would come across some kids in my classroom and I would meet their moms and I would find out that their parents were single moms. I give them my book. There's this one mom we would meet at like wrestling matches, you know, and my boys wrestled. And, you know, I was just talking to her one day and I was like, let me go out to my car. I always keep books on me. And I was like, I just want you to read this and I just want you to have this. I know, you know, like this was unexpected for you, but you can make it, you know. And she would just be like, oh, I want you to come to my girls group and everybody's got to meet you. And this has just blessed me so much. And so what I'm saying to you is I want us to be better humans. And I know it's not easy because we talk like that because of who we're used to being around and our normal, you know, spaces. But just to give grace to people, because this is a new experience. So let me just kind of paint a picture for your listeners who are not single moms. This is the most heart-wrenching thing, right? Because you feel like a failure. One, somebody who you thought you loved has left, whether, you know, they pass away, it's a divorce or a breakup, like in my instance, with infidelity. And people are like, is it really infidelity? But that's just a fancy word. Lots of cheating, honey, lots of women that I chose to use, but we weren't married, right? So, you know, you're grieving that. And then you're thinking, oh my God, I failed my kids. I failed my child. My child is not going to have a dad. And so with the first child, we were together a little bit. I think by the time I was pregnant with the second son, I realized all of this. And that's how we ended up breaking up. I was pregnant with the second child. So before my second baby was born, I had broken up with their dad. And so the first time I had my first baby, there were literally 30 people in the delivery room. And my doctor was like, are we having a party or are we delivering a baby? Get out. But all my family was so excited. Everybody was there. His family was there, his parents. And then when the second baby came, there was no one. It was the same doctor and the same nursing staff. And he was like, where's everybody? He remembered from 2 years prior. And I cried. I can cry right now. And I'm so glad I'm not with my kids' dad. I'm so glad I've made it through. But I have tears forming. I cried just taking myself back to that moment. And so you say to yourself, okay, can I give my babies everything that they need? And what I want you to know, ma'am, sis, is that you can. You absolutely can. And I, over the years, tried to be mom and dad, and it took me a while to realize I just have to be mom. I just have to be the best doggone mom I can be. That's it. Yeah. And then I needed to put men in their lives who were good men, godly men, men who I vetted, who would speak into them and encourage them and be those good places for them to lean on. And you know what? My boys have mentors to this day. And I know that that's not easy, but just be on the lookout. So, I mean, I talk about all this in the book, and this is why I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people like, oh, my book is the best. But this is why I say that, because I didn't write a book. Yes, it's great that I make, you know, money off of things, you know, but I tell people, I said, if people can only afford a book, I want them to read a book that's going to change their life. You know what I mean? It's going to really help them. And so anyway, what was it like? What is it like? You take the baby home. The first time I took the baby home, it was a big parade and lots of excitement and, you know, just everything was there. And then the second time it's now I have a 2-year-old and I have a newborn and I have to figure out this process. And yes, we're going to make it. And yes, I'm going to, you know, handle this. But I'm also still kind of crying because I just had a baby by myself in the delivery room and the nurse had to hold my hand. No family, no friends. Nobody was there because they were like, oh, you've done this before. You know how to do it. And the truth is I needed somebody there to hold my hand. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so if you have to have your baby without someone being there, push through, girl, bring that life into the world because it's going to get better. But yeah, those are just memories coming back to me. And I would just like on bring your dad to school day, have donuts with grandma, you know, all those little things that happen in school all through their life. I had, because I was an educator, one of my coworkers was like, would you like me to also sit with Cameron when I go over to sit with John for bring your granny to school day? Because we live in Texas and my mom lives in Louisiana. And I was like, thank you so much. And so then when it was time for take your dad to school day, those men who we had put into our lives, they would also sit with my boys. And so I guess what I'm saying is we get to make our beautiful life. We get to make our life beautiful with what we have left. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. For the women that are single mothers.
No, on and on.
Yeah, I know, this is so good. I'm thinking about for the women that are single moms right now that realize they need to be more intentional about building that tribe, but they don't have one right now. I'm just playing this out in my head. Like, I'm imagining them like having the like donuts with dad day and like, you know, all this stuff. Is there a pull, which I'm sure there is, but I want to know, is there, and if so, what do you do about it? That pull to like keep your child from experiencing any lack or hurt or realization of like, oh, I don't have something that everyone else has, and having to fill that gap yourself. Like, what does that look like?
Absolutely. This is the main reason why, you know, when Christmas time comes, I'm like, you do not have to buy every single thing your kid wants. You do not have to go into debt. You need to make a plan. You need to understand, like, you do not have to try to fill what you think is a void for them. Because let me tell you something, what I thought was a void for my boys was not a void for my boys at all. They are so, kids are so resilient. And my youngest one was such a little happy, squiggly, squirmy baby. You know, they just love their new friends that they made, you know, and they just were about life and just living. And every now and again, they would be like, can we go see our dad? Oh, and for years, this man promised to get them for the summer. And after 3 years of him promising and never coming to get them, because I was still trying to co-parent. Well, we can talk about that as well. I was still trying to co-parent, even though we lived in two states, and I was still trying to make sure that he had access to them like I did when we were in Louisiana. And he never made good on his word. And so he said one last time that he wanted me to come home to Louisiana, bring the boys. He was going to keep them for the summer. I packed them up. I took everything. I thought, by the way, that I was going to have a break because doing it all, we do get tired. Mm-hmm. And I was looking forward to that. And you know what? He didn't answer. He didn't call. We drove 4.5 hours for nothing. Well, we enjoyed our family. We made it a vacation and we went to visit other people. But, I didn't tell them that that's what we were doing on that trip because he had canceled 3 years prior. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I didn't, because he would have broken their heart that time too. And so it took their dad. He didn't see them from the ages of 4 and 6 until the oldest was 13. He came for the oldest 13th birthday and the oldest 18th graduation. He didn't come for the second's 13th birthday. Hopefully, you know, well, I guess now we're quarantined, so there probably won't be the 18th graduation. But I don't think he understands what he did to sever the relationship with his boys, because they loved him still. And they remembered all those memories from 4 and 6 and those younger years for so long. Like, they'd be 9 and still talking about stuff that happened that when they hadn't seen these people in years. And that would like just put a little knife in me, you know, but I had to learn to let it be. I had to learn to let, that's their experience. I had to learn to listen. I had to learn to talk to them. I had to learn to say, do you have questions? You know, and they just be like, why doesn't he come? And I'm like, I don't know, baby, you know, but we have a good life here, right? You having fun, you enjoying this. And then they're like, yeah. And then they, you know, get on off and go somewhere. If I felt like they needed counseling or something, I would take them to get that. But you said, like, what is it like? I guess we do try to be mom and dad, and we do try to fill all the voids, and we do try to be everything. And if I could just say this one thing to you ladies out there, do not, because material things do not replace the person, but you being there, trust me, it's enough. You having good people in their lives, good experiences, good opportunity is enough. One of the things I teach us to do, instead of buying all the presents they want and all the gifts, let's buy them some stock. Let's put up and start extra savings accounts, honey. Every time you feel guilty and you want to like splurge, let's put it over here where it's making us some money, you know? And that's something I had to learn, you know, because I had the $300 birthday parties making on a teacher's salary. That was a lot on a teacher's salary, right? And inviting everybody and then spending all the money on the gifts and, you know, just to try to fill those voids that I sat back and realized really were not there. Like, they literally, they missed them. They wanted that. And when those specific things would happen at school, they think about it. But for the most part, they were enjoying their childhood. Does that make sense? So if you can combat that imposter syndrome, you know, where you feel like you have to be perfect with the truth. And the truth is that you love your babies. The truth is that you all are going to win. The truth is that they're going to be amazing boys and girls, young men and women, because of what you put into them. And to this day, people are like so impressed with these boys. Now, if they decided to go left, Allie, and do something crazy, I'm not going to feel like, hey, I failed as a mom, because I know I was there every step of the way. every time they were sick, every time they were hungry, every time they needed this, for every homework assignment, for every play, for every football game, I was there. Does that make sense? Yeah. I've been over backwards.
Yeah. That's huge for every mom, because there, I was just talking to my mom about this recently. The whole idea that when a child like goes, you know, wayward or whatever, uh-huh. and like, oh, that's blamed on the mom. It's blamed on the mom. It's blamed on the mom. And it's like, we have such a say in how our kids end up, for sure. But removing that of yourself, like the burden off of you, that like, it's all on you. And if they yeah. do something, or they do something weird or wrong when they're older, that it's like, what did I do wrong? Like freeing yourself of that is empowering and so important for all mothers, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Thank you. I hope I'm not rambling too much, and that this is,
I want you to. This is great. No, I would love if we could just maybe like end on this and talk as long as you want about this. But I keep coming back to your book because it's I haven't read it because I'm not a single mom, but
I'm going to send you a copy.
I want you to send me a copy. Yes.
I'm going to send you 5 so you can give to people in your community.
Yes. Yeah,
you can do like a giveaway or whatever you want.
Yes, I will. And you will see those tags on Instagram, and it will inspire you to get back to your Instagram account.
Yay, my poor Instagram.
But I would love to hear like, okay. And so your book being about like being an empowered single mom and living this good, full, thriving life as a single mom, what are kind of like the sections, or like, are there like pillars that kind of lead to that? Could you just kind of summarize that part of it?
Absolutely. So I decided to be sneaky when I wrote this book, and I said, I'm not going to just write something that I want to write like, oh, I've always wanted to write a book, so now I'm writing a book. No, I wrote like the 12-step process to you getting to thriving. Okay. So the first step is heal. Okay. The second one is find your why, which is your purpose, right? Because I was like, okay, God, am I going to work at this mortgage company forever? What am I going to do? How am I supposed to show up in the world? And yeah. that's what led to Spanish. Like, I was working for the mortgage company, and they wanted people to speak to their Spanish-speaking customers. I had a business degree. And before, I was like, oh, I just want to move my way up, you know, work my way up in this company. But I fell in love with Spanish, and they paid for me to go get my degree. And I was supposed to still work for them. And I said, I want to teach. And so these are God things. These are God moments, because by me being able to teach, I was able to take my boys with me to school. They've always gone everywhere I've taught. And I've been able to be with them through the day. And then we go home together. Or I've been stuck at school at all of their practices, right? But I was able to be around them. And I know some people don't have that. And I was able to see and able to, you know, make sure that they're getting, that they're learning, and that they're, you know, well-behaved. And, you know, I'm able to be off during the summer, and I'm able to be off during the holidays. And I, you know, it took care of the childcare problem, but that wasn't why I did it. I did it because I had found something that fed my soul. I was excited about it. And then it just so happened that I get to take my kids with me. So the first step is heal. The next step is find your why. Why are you here, right? And then it's find your people. I call it find your tribe, right? And then next, you got to connect with your kids. Because I told you earlier, I went through like a whole fog of, I'm just trying to make it through. I got 2 babies. I'm working. I'm passing out at the end of the day. And I'm just exhausted. I'm depressed. I'm upset about, this is my new normal. And I had to snap out of that. So it took me about 3 years to really come back to myself. And I felt really bad. The boys didn't notice it. They were really little. But I knew that I could do more. And I knew that we should like have this amazing connection. And so I worked on that. And then the next thing was get organized, right? And so it just keeps on going on, getting focused, right? So I'm leading you to get into the place of how you can really achieve your goals. So you don't have to set your goals and your dreams aside. And so I'll finish reading them. So get focused, crush your fear, which is real, right? That's a big part of this thing for us. Then it's called get up, get out and live. Let me tell you, Allie, how I learned to date again as a single mom, how to go out with my friends, how to partner with my girlfriends. Hey, you watch the kids this day, I watch the kids that day. Mm. Or how to pay a sitter, how to utilize our income so we could, you know, have adult time and not like just be surrounded by little bitty people all the time. And so then I add chase your dreams while waiting for Boaz. You know, that's a chapter in the Bible, book in the Bible, right? With Ruth and Boaz, we all know that story. And we all want that good guy. And a lot of women, Allie, sit and wait and never date again. I had a lady call me, and it had been 10 years since she'd been on a date. And I was like, you're beautiful, you're amazing, you're wonderful. Why are you hiding? And so I put that chapter in it to teach them how to get out and start dating again. And then I put set boundaries. That's for everything and everybody, your ex, whether you're co-parenting and, you know, people overstepping their boundaries. I teach them how to do that. 11 is remember the struggle, because I struggled. Everything hasn't always been like coming up green, right? But I made it through those things, and they made me who I am, right? This, what you're going through, is going to make you one tough cookie. Mm-hmm. And then the last chapter is do it anyway. And then I give a bonus, which is called get your money right. Because I told you I like to talk about finances.
I love that.
And so the 12 steps, like, it starts with healing. And I will tell you that the healing piece is so key, because if we don't do that, if we don't learn to forgive ourselves and forgive that person, like, I can talk about my kid's dad now and not be angry. But for years, I could not talk about him without, you know, somebody couldn't mention him without me going left, you know. And I realized that that was eating away at me. It wasn't doing anything to him. He didn't know about it. He wasn't around, you know. So we've got to go through our healing process and figure out what's left for us to live with. So much is left. You don't think it is right now, but so much is out there. And the last thing I want to say to this is, for women who think that, oh, I have children, they're young, nobody will want to date me. There are good men out there who are looking for good women. There are men who want to have families. No, when I first became a single mom, what shut me down and made me not date for about 3 years was this one guy. Just, oh, I loved him so much. I liked him so much, but I didn't tell him I had kids. So I would get a sitter and I would hang out with him. Cause you know, you kind of like, you want to make sure he's not an axe murderer, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And I tell him that I have kids and he ghosts me. Back then we didn't know what ghosting was. And that broke my heart, because he said, I don't want to be somebody else's dad. I don't want a ready-made family. And so I would come across these kind of guys who had that philosophy, but I had to later on challenge myself. I said, listen, I'm young, I'm beautiful, I'm in my 20s, you know, heading into my 30s. I deserve to have good love. There has to be a man on the planet who believes in dating a woman for who she is. And I tested it, and I found out that there are men who would love me and love my babies. And the fact that I was a single mom didn't matter. And so if you're feeling like that, I want you to know that it is possible. But first, enjoy the time with you and your babies. Build up your system. Build up what works for you. Go through your healing phase before you bring somebody else in. And then when you do, know what you're looking for, know what you want, know what you expect, and demand respect, you know? So anyway, I hope that blessed y'all. Allie, I can talk, girl.
I love this. No, as a podcaster that interviews people a lot, like, it's so refreshing to have you just like go and not just answer the question, but like carry the conversation, because you're here because you are the expert in this. I don't know. So like, I'm really grateful for you taking time out of your full, beautiful life and sharing. You have an expertise here. You have so much weight that you hold in this topic. And I'm so, so grateful to you.
It's so my honor, my pleasure. Thank you for doing what you do.
Yes, thank you. Okay, everyone that is a single mom needs to buy this amazing book. We will link it all up everywhere. But thank you so much for your time. And I will be tagging you in that giveaway for sure.
This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding the Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to aliecasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time. Thank you.